This is a recording of Rowley Griffiths of 24 Uplands Road, made on the 4th of November 2004.
Would you like to say your name?
Yeah, Griffiths, Arthur Rowan.
And you were born?
1915.
Yes. What month?
April 11th.
And where were you born?
Next to the post office.
In Rowland Castle?
Yeah.
And what was your father's job?
He was a signalman.
Where?
Well, he finished up at Rowland Castle.
Yes.
Because of ill health.
Yes. But where had you been before then?
Clapham Junction.
For many years?
I don't know. I was too young
to know.
No.
So what age was he approximately when he came to Rowland Castle?
Oh, about 50, I should think.
Yeah. What was his ill health?
I don't know.
And you went to school in the village?
Idsworth.
Idsworth.
Hmm.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, two brothers.
Did they go into the railways?
No.
And where did you come in the family?
Last.
And you, after school at Idsworth, what happened?
I went on the railway.
Where did you start?
At Rowland Castle.
And what was your job?
Oh, everything. Shunting. Booking office.
Yes.
Signalling.
Seven. So what year are we talking about when you started? How old were you?
About 22, somewhere like that.
Yes, so you left school and you went straight onto the railway?
No.
What did you do before you went to the railway?
I worked in a grocer's.
In Rowland Castle?
Yeah. Rooks.
And then you went on the railways.
Yeah.
Seven stops. And you were the sort of boy, the young.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Rowland Castle was a very busy station.
It was, yeah.
Can you tell me the sort of goods that came into Rowland?
Everything.
Such as?
From breweries. To haul groceries and
timber,
yes, livestock, milk. We used to send milk away in 17-gallon churns.
Where did it go to?
Vauxhall.
London market?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Did the farmers bring it to the station?
That's right, yeah.
In the churn?
Yeah.
Early in the morning?
Yeah.
And I've heard that there was a siding directly to the brickwork.
Yes, that's right.
Where did it start? The brickwork side of the bridge, presumably.
Yes, that's right, the other side of the bridge.
Yes, and where did it run? To where Glendale is now?
Yes, that's right.
Straight across.
That's right. That was for horse boxes.
Oh, I see.
For Goodwood. When they were full up at Singleton.
Oh, really? they sent the horse boxes down onto the siding.
Yes, right.
And they unloaded at the brickworks.
No, the brickworks were separate.
Yes, they were separate, yes, I see. How many trains a day would have gone to the brickworks?
Only once.
Delivering and bringing back the finished bricks.
That's right.
Yes.
For
yes.
The Hotel Savoy in
really?
London and the Hotel Metropole in Brighton.
That's very interesting. And when the goods were delivered to the goods yard by the trains, did you have carriers coming to collect them?
We had one carrier, yeah.
What was
Mr. Tribe.
Yes, yes. I see. And how many times a day would he come to the station?
Every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a signal box.
That's right.
Where was it in relation to the station today?
Just up above the building.
Yes. So you had a signalman, you had a station master, did
yes.
you? Yes. What other staff did you have?
Three staff on the platform.
Yes.
And one booking office.
Yes. Yes. And do you remember a fire in the booking office room? Was there a
coal fire?
In winter.
Yeah.
And was there one in the other waiting room on the London side?
Ladies waiting room.
Yes. And can you remember famous people that came down on the train?
No, only Princess Marina.
Why?
Which
she
was opening a ward in Chichester Hospital. Yeah.
Was this before the Second World War?
No, before.
Yes, yes. And I'm asking you, did the train ever stop for important people?
Only for her.
Yes, yes. Lord Bessborough, did the train ever stop for him?
Lord Bessborough used to go up on 10 to 8 every morning.
Yes. And he'd come back?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of time?
Oh, about 6 or 7.
Yes. And he'd have a car to the station?
The skier, sorry, chauffeur, driven car.
To the station, yes. Did they have any bombs on the line at Rowland's Castle?
Not on the line, no.
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 Can you tell me how you rose up from being the young man who did all the work on the railway?
No. It was just gradual.
Yes. What was your next job after that? Did you become... Did you work on the platform?
Yes.
And did you work in the booking office?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And did you become station master?
No.
Did they send you away at all to work elsewhere?
No, but I worked away because of the wages.
I see.
It was only £5 something in a week.
So where did you go?
Every station to London.
Really?
Yeah. And every station to Shepparton.
Really?
Mm. Kingston.
And were these temporary jobs or not?
All kinds of jobs.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yes. And you were paid better?
I was paid 7 and 6 lodging expenses.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So, sorry, I can't talk for that.
Did you come home every night? Or did
no, if I was late turn, I had to wait for the last train. Come back in the morning.
Oh.
Sleep rough on the floor.
Off the station?
Yeah.
That was a hard life, wasn't it?
It was.
So your wife didn't see you till the following morning?
No.
And am I right in thinking you went up to Aldershot Station?
That's right.
Why?
To load tanks and guns.
And was that difficult work?
It was really, yes. Everybody went by train.
So they were full?
Pardon?
The trains were full?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Every half an hour it rolled in Scarsa.
But the trains went to London or Portsmouth?
Yeah.
And were there many people that went daily from Rowland's Castle?
Not a great deal.
No. And did people come out on a Sunday for picnics?
Yes,
or
yes.
From where?
From Portsmouth.
Yes. And so how often did the trains run on a Sunday?
Every hour.
Yes. Well, it must have been a great sight. Everybody arriving in their Sunday clothes.
That's right.
Yeah.
47 years I spent on relief. I met some wonderful people. The Hazelmere. Flanagan and Allen, the Evelyn Lay, and
did you meet?
Yeah, I met Richard Dimbleby and James L. Sullivan.
Really?
Yeah.
And were they travelling on the train?
Yes, every day.
From where?
From Hazelmere.
And did you get their autographs?
No, I didn't think about it then.
Can you tell me anything about preparations for D-Day at Rowland's Castle?
Not really, no.
Did the train stop at Rowland's Castle?
Yeah.
They didn't go on to Portsmouth?
No, no.
Do you remember troops at all?
Yes.
Where?
In Stansted Forest.
With tanks?
Huh?
With tanks?
No.
And was there a lot of security on the train, on the station?
Not a lot, no.
Not a lot, no. And do you remember the village fair?
Yes.
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 Can you tell me anything about it?
Well, it used to start at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, go on to midnight.
And what happened then?
Well, they had all the roundabouts, swings, coconut showers, in the recreation ground.
Yes. Did they have a flower show?
Yeah, and a flower show.
Yes. And what happened?
And a tug of war.
And did they have dancing, I mean?
No.
And do Did they have fireworks?
No.
I'm wondering what people did up till midnight.
Well, there was always recreation.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't speak properly.
No.
I had a slight stroke.
And how many years did you work on the railway?
About 40. Bedhampton Crossing.
As a crossing attendant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Signal box.
That was a busy crossing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes.
And when you retired, what did you do? You lived in the village?
Yeah, I done my local gardening.
Yes. And did you have any children?
Yes.
Yes. Tell me about your wife. What was her name before she was married? Where did you meet her?
I met her on the train going to Stansted Children's Home.
Was she employed by the children's home at Stanley?
Yes, she was a nurse.
And what was her name, her full unmarried name?
Kiesel.
Oh, really?
Mm.
And you, how many children did you have?
Two.
Two. And what are their names?
Christopher and Anthony.
Their ages now?
About 50.
Yes. And did they go to the local school?
Yeah, they went to Warblington. Edgeworth first, and then Warblington.
Yes. Yes, and what do they do now?
One's a captain on the Isle of Wight boats. From Southampton to Cowes.
The Red Funnel?
Pardon?
Red Funnel?
Yeah.
And the other?
The other is a manager in a shop at Oxford.
Oh, really? Tell me about some of the things you loaded at Rhodes Castle Brookyard.
Trees.
Where from?
Sensitive, yeah.
Whole trees were left.
Yeah, whole trees.
Yes, yes.
And Gales Brewery.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it came from Horndean,
yeah.
The casks.
Yeah.
They?
Yeah.
And they went out all over Hampshire.
That's right.
Oh, really? And how often would that happen, probably?
Every day.
And do some of the Gales ales go to the local pubs?
Yeah.
And do you remember the blackout at all at the station during
the war? Yeah, we had no lights at all.
How did people know where to get off?
We had oil lamps.
Yes.
Paraffin.
Yes.
And they had to be cleaned every day. And the goods wagons had to be labelled every day back to their proper colliery.
Really?
Yeah.
So coal came into the castle.
Yeah.
Yes. And the coal merchant collected it?
Yeah.
Who was the coal merchant?
Mason and Rawlings.
Yes, yes. So there were great heaps of coal in the goods yard.
Yes.
Yes.
Petersfield, and then on to Lis.
Yes.
and collector, and then on to Liverpool. And there's Sainsbury's traffic.
What is Sainsbury's traffic?
For
the
Decker? Yeah. And Hazelmere, of course. And then on to Whitley. And then on to Milford. And Godalming. Parncombe, Guildford, Wolverhampton, Woking. I used to shunt the trains at Woking. The forward half to Portsmouth and the rear half to Basingstoke. And then on to Weybridge. Charlie Drake, I knew him. And then walking on Thames, I was there for 3 or 4 weeks, and I met Julie Andrews, Malden. That was I'm trying to think of her name. She married a Frenchman.
Susan Hampshire?
No.
What other stations did you work on?
Everyone.
Really? And Waterloo?
Yeah.
What did you do at Waterloo?
Collector. In platform 13.
And how long were you there?
About a fortnight.
Yes. And where did you stay?
Well, I come back with the forwards to Rome's Castle.
So it was a very early start.
Yeah.
Very late finish.
Yeah. But they were very good at Waterloo. If they wanted to go to football, they used to give me a day off. Unofficially.
And what matches, what teams did you watch?
Huh?
What teams?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Tommy Trinder at Walton.
Do you remember great snowfalls and frosts
driving
the train?
Yes. When I get stuck at Isworth, I used to go and connect up another four, push them into Petersfield. I could have made Julie Andrews. I used to see her home.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
And she was very great.
Yeah.
And did she say, will you marry me?
Yeah. No, I don't know about that.
She was performing at the West End,
wasn't she? Well, she wasn't famous then.
No.
Well, I was working at a children's home, a naval children's home in Southsea, and when war was declared, or before war was declared, we were evacuated to Rowland's Castle, to Stansted House, and stayed there all through the war.
And what was your job?
I was a children's nurse.
And yes, and how did you meet your husband?
Well, the rest of the home came out before me because I had had an accident in Portsmouth and I had a broken leg. I was still attending the hospital, so I couldn't come to Ronan's Castle. So when I came later, the first person I met at the station was my husband. He was on duty at the station, and I asked him if there was a taxi there for me, which should have been waiting to pick me up. And so he was the first person that I spoke to when I came to Ronan's Castle.
Tell me more about the children at Stansted House. How many were there? What age?
Oh, I can't remember the numbers. They were from babies. Babies until they left school, and some got jobs on the estate and others went into the services or went off doing other things. They stayed until, well, they were ready to go off and earn a living, I suppose.
And did they go to the local school?
We had a teacher came up from Portsmouth every day, and there was a Miss Absalom who lived in the Finchdean Road, I believe, and she came up daily. Well, they both came daily. And we had the young children, the big servants' hall under the house, Stansted House, was given to us while we were there. And it was a schoolroom during the day for the little ones, and then it was a nursery through other times. And in the evening, the staff got down there, and then at night we took all the mattresses down there, and the children slept when there were raids on. And we had to take the mattresses down, and we all slept down there.
How many staff were there?
Oh, quite a lot. Because there was kitchen staff and domestic staff and the children's nurses. And we weren't qualified. We'd not passed any exams. We were just children's nurses.
Yes. And were the children trained in things like cooking and serving?
No, not really. It was just a normal, like living at home, really. I mean, they were taught these different things at school, and some went off to do different jobs in that line, but they weren't trained in the home. It was just like a home.
And have you ever kept in touch with anyone?
I did with some of them. Some used to come and see me, but I'm not in touch with any of them at the moment.
And what year did you get married?
In 1943.
And did you continue to live at Stansted?
I stayed in at work until I was expecting my first baby, and then I gave up work and I was living in the village, because we lived in the village when we got married, because it was my husband's home.
Yes.
And he was living there.
And where did you live in the village?
Right on the green, where the antique shop is now.
Next to the
post. Well, the post office then was where Lloyd's Bank is.
And that's where your children were
born? My first baby was born while I was there, but she died later in hospital. And then Mr. Adams, who then had the post office, bought the house that we were in, because at that time it was only rented, and he bought it, and we had to get out because he was going to move the post office. And there was a little cottage at the back then, and we had to go into that one. So we lived there until it was condemned, and by that time these houses here were built in 1950, and that's how we came to be here.